sit in that atrium area and look outside and see the beautiful sunshine and the blue skies. And, just a lovely day that the Lord has made for us. Perhaps before we begin, let's just bow our heads and ask the Lord's blessing. Blessed God, our Father, we are so thankful to be here this morning. It is such a privilege to be able to have this time where we can quietly and without interruption open thy word, open the Bible, and to look in to those wonderful thoughts that thou dost have towards thy Son, sharing those thoughts with us that we might be blessed with the knowledge of him. We're thankful especially this morning, too, that we have a time set aside for the young ones amongst us. And we know, our God and Father, that thou art so interested in them and thou dost love them so much. And so we're thankful that we have this this time that we can spend with them and to teach them about the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we ask for thy blessing now this morning. And we ask this in the worthy and precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Does anybody know a verse? And I'm thinking of the young ones. Does anybody know a verse? Remember, I was saying it was such a beautiful day out there this morning. Does anybody know a verse? Anybody think of a verse that can be used as a way of thanking or expressing our thanks to God about the day that we have here? Does anybody know a verse? Anybody know a verse? Yes. Mm-hmm. I will. You do the same thing as I do, too. I get those two mixed up, glad and rejoice. But that's a wonderful verse to remember. That's great. That's very, very good. Yes. Well, let's rejoice and be glad in it. Let's start by singing some songs. And we have a song sheet. I think all of you young ones have a song sheet in front of you. And at the very back, they do have some songs that are especially for children. But you're free to choose other songs, too, that are in this hymn sheet, too. Does anybody have one they'd like to start with? Pardon me? 56? My. I ran out of numbers. Would you like to choose another one? Is there another? Do you see one that you would like? Anywhere? You can point to it with your finger. Good. Yes, that's right. Okay, number 41. Number 41. That's a good choice. Someone could start that.
God in heaven will many children sing. Children will sing, cry out for his will.
Heavenly anthems bring, singing glory, glory, glory.
wonderful one to sing first thing in the morning. That's really great. Somebody have another one? Yes. 46. Okay. Glad. T-I-D-I-N-G-S. Okay. Glad. T-I-D-I-N-G-S-I-B-R-I-N-G. That G-E-S-U-S has come to save me. And he calls and he calls all the G-I-R-L-S. And he wants all the B-O-Y-S to T-R-U-S-T in him, and have all their sins now washed away. Well, we sang that first hymn, Around the Throne of God in Heaven, and then we sang this the second one, Glad T-I-D. I-N-G-S-I-B-R-I-N-G, that Jesus has come to save me. And that's why Jesus came into this world. And you know, it's a wonderful thing we see here in this conference. You young ones here, all dressed up and looking very, very good. And but you know, there is something that is so important, is that, you know, on the exterior we can look so good, but on the inside is really where the question is. Where is our heart? What is the state of our heart? Are we still trapped in our sins, or have we let the Lord Jesus Christ? Have we asked Him to be our Savior? Has He saved us from our sins? And that's the most important question this morning. Important question for all of us. You know, I didn't grow up in the assembly, so I wasn't a little boy. When there were conferences, I came in the assembly when I was about 18 or 19 years of age. And so I didn't know what it was like to be a little boy at a conference. But I can imagine that, you know, the other days, yesterday, it seems to be all for grown-ups. And the other part of today seems to be all for grown-ups. But no, it's really for all of us. You're such an important part of this conference. And let's look at a verse that'll help us. We can open our Bibles. To Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19 and verse 13, and I'm looking for someone who can help me read these verses. And I'm looking at verses 13 through to the end of 14. Who's going to be a volunteer? You can just put your hand up. Okay. Here. Are you ready? You're helping somebody else find it. That's good. Okay. What's your name?
Jerry.
Jerry? Okay. Where are you from, Jerry? Iowa. Okay. All right. So if you want to read Matthew chapter 19, verse 13 and 14, and you can make sure you read it really loud. Okay. So I was looking at this incident, and there are four gospels in the Bible, in the New Testament. Four gospels. You know that three out of the four gospels has this in it, this story in it, and it seems to me that would say that God is very, very important. But here is so much proof, and this is a wonderful scene. where the Lord Jesus is just spending some time with some of the people. And do you know, it's a sad thing that that the older ones that were around the Lord Jesus thought that he didn't have any time for young ones, for young children. And the Lord Jesus saw this going on, and in fact, the disciples, those who were the closest to the Lord Jesus Christ, were telling the parents of the children, no, take the children away, the Lord Jesus doesn't have time for them. That's sad, isn't it? And then the Lord Jesus said to them, but Jesus said, suffer or allow or let the little children and forbid them not. Don't turn them away. I'm very, very, very interested in them. I love them so much. And he also went on to use them as an example to the others. And so they brought the little children, and the Lord Jesus perhaps was sitting down, and he actually held them and had them in his lap, on his knee. And I love that scene in my mind. As I picture that in my mind's eye, the Lord Jesus holding a young one such as any of you here, and putting you on his knee, and just putting his hands on you. The Lord of the universe, the Creator of the universe, would have time to do that. There is no question about it that he loves you dearly. But the real proof of how much he loved you is that he not only held you on his knee, but he also went to a very, very awful place called Calvary. And there were three crosses on Calvary, and the Lord Jesus was nailed to the cross, in the center cross on Calvary. And why would that be? Well, it was simply for this, is so that all of your sins, God knew all of your sins, and he placed them all on the Lord Jesus Christ, and then he judged those sins on the Lord Jesus Christ. He judged all of your sins there. The Lord Jesus Christ took all of that judgment so that you could be set free. And that's why we can sing these songs, Glad Tidings, Glad, T-I-D-I-N-G-S. Tidings is good news. Glad news, good news. Okay, let's sing another one. Yes. 25.
Life at best is very brief, like the falling of a leaf, like the binding of a sheaf. Ye in time, fleeting days are telling fast, haply thy will soon be cast, and if thy little life be cast, be in time, be in time, be in time. While the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. If in sin you longer wait, you may find no open gate, and your cry be just too late. Be in time. There is flowers soon decay, youth and beauty pass away. Oh, you have no fun to stay. Be in time. What God's Spirit bids you come, sinner, do not longer do, be in time, be in time, be in time. While the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. If in sin you longer wait, you may too late, be in time. Time is gliding swiftly by, death and judgment open up, to the arms of Jesus fly, be in time. Oh, I pray you count the cost, ere the fatal line be crossed, and your Christless soul be lost, be in time. Sin you longer wait, you may find no open gate, and your cry be just too late, be in time. Sinner, heed the warning voice, make the Lord your happy choice, then all heaven will rejoice. From darkness into light, from the way that seemeth right, come and start from heaven tonight, be in time. Be in time, be in time, while the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. If in sin you longer wait, you may find no open gate, and your cry be just too late, be in time.
Well, I'm going to ask a question, and how many of you boys and girls have ever gone fishing? Gone fishing? Yeah. Oh. Okay. Well, tell me, of those who you, those of you who have gone fishing, what do you use to go fishing with? You know exactly what you need. That's great. Now, what else do you need? A fishing pole? Someone else? Bait. Okay. What else do you need? Let me see. What? A hook. Yeah. Okay. Now, and you need something. You've got a fishing rod. So part of that fishing rod is what? What's on that fishing rod? Fishing line, yeah. So you've got to connect all those things together. Now, tell me a little bit about, Caleb, you said something about the hook. You said something about a hook, Caleb. Tell me a little bit about that hook. What's it shaped like? A J, yeah. Okay. And what's on the end of it? What's on the very end of that hook? Is there something that's, is it dull? Yeah, it's sharp, isn't it? It pokes, yeah. And a barb. That's right. There's a barb there. And why do you think that barb is there? Anybody have any idea why that barb is there? Jason? To keep the fish on. Yeah. Because once that fish takes that bait and pull on the line, the hook goes into its mouth, but that hook could just easily slip out if it was just a straight piece of wire. Goodness, so they have a barb on that to keep it from going back out. Now, tell me a little bit about bait. Somebody mentioned bait. You mentioned bait, didn't you? And your name is? Caitlin, right, okay. When you're going fishing, bait, do you take carrots for bait? No? How about a piece of potato? No? What would you take? What would you take for bait? Caitlin? Worms. Do you like eating worms? Who does like eating worms? Fish. Yeah, they like worms. I don't know why, but they like worms. Okay. Birds. Yes, that's right. Birds like to eat worms too. There are things that like to eat those things. You know, some people don't even like to touch worms. You know. But yes, so you have to get the bait that is for the fish, because the fish like that. Now, if you were going to try and trap a mouse, what would you try? What would you use for a mouse? Would you use a worm? Would you use a worm for a mouse? Oh, you need something different, do you? A mouse trap. Yes. Pretend cheese or real cheese? Would real cheese work better? What do you think? Real cheese? Yeah. Do you go fishing with cheese? No. Isn't it funny how different things like different things? Well, you know, there's... Who's seen monkeys? Seen monkeys? Yeah. That's where you can see monkeys. That's right. That's right. Now, Mr. Tony has probably seen monkeys down in the jungles, I would presume. He's seen some monkeys down there. And if you go to Africa, you could probably see monkeys. Some of the Indonesia, in some of the islands there, you can see monkeys. Do you know that people trap monkeys? They go hunting for monkeys? Yeah. I didn't know that either until I read something about it. Now tell me, would you take a fishing rod with a hook to go for monkeys? No. Would you use a mouse trap for monkeys? No. You know, it's an interesting thing about monkeys. Tell me, how would you describe a monkey? Everybody's seen them in the zoo, probably. Eh? Tell me a little bit about monkeys. Anybody have any thoughts about monkeys? How would you describe them? They climb in trees? Yes. Okay, someone over here. What are some things that monkeys do? Oh, we're gonna have Caitlin. Eat bananas. Yeah, they eat bananas. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Anything else? No? Okay. Do they, are they funny? Yeah, people laugh. Now, are they noisy? Make lots of noise? Now, do you think that they are curious animals? Do you see them looking at you? You can go into the zoo and they pick things up off the ground and they look at them and they decide whether they want to eat them or not. And they're inquisitive. And they also like to hold things. Do you know that God made monkeys in a way that it's a little bit that's a little bit similar to us? They have something that is like a hand. They actually have something very close to our hands. And you know, when you want to trap a monkey, you know, there's a very simple way of doing it. And I thought, this is so smart. It's not a mouse trap kind of thing, and it's not, you know, anything else like that, like sophisticated, like fishing rods and reels and bait and things like that. Very simple. Do you know what, why would you want to trap a monkey? Well, some people trap monkeys because, first of all, they eat them for food. I know that's a little hard to imagine, but they do. They also trap them for pets or to sell them to make money, because people actually will buy monkeys in other countries, and so there are boys and girls who will trap monkeys. Now, you know, in these countries, in the jungle, boys and girls don't have sophisticated equipment and things like that. They just got to use what they've got around. And you know what they figured out? You know what they use? They use a coconut. A coconut to catch a monkey. I thought, how could they ever catch a monkey with a coconut? Well, the Lord Jesus, when he was teaching people, used examples. He used things that we could see and understand in our human understanding
to help us understand spiritual things. And so he used, and so we're going to use an object lesson this morning, an object lesson. And I brought something, you know, I went into the store and I looked around for coconuts, and I don't know, there must be a shortage of coconuts, but I couldn't find any coconuts, okay? So you're going to have to pretend that this is a coconut, okay? Doesn't look like a coconut, but that's what it's supposed to be, okay? Now, you see what's on the top of that? What is that?
A hole.
A hole, yeah. And you know what, now I'm going to ask someone, is there some nice candies in here? Now I hope this doesn't get me in trouble with the parents or anything like that, but there are some really nice candies. Any of you like strawberry candies kind of thing? You like candy? I like candy. Yeah. I need a monkey of the right size hand here, okay? I need a monkey of the right size hand. I tried it on my boys, and they were just a little on the large side. I didn't have time to make a whole lot of different size holes, so I think that boys and girls are trapping monkeys of a certain size. And I'm thinking, you know, what would be easier to ship, a big monkey or a little monkey? A little monkey? A little monkey, yeah. They take a smaller box, and it doesn't cost as much to ship them if you're going to sell them somewhere. So I'm looking for a little monkey, okay? If I got a volunteer here, and all I want you to do, this is going to hurt or anything else like that, I want you to see if your hand can go in that hole, okay? Let me see. Let's try over here. Okay, Gil. Okay, roll up your sleeves. Okay, now, what I want you to do, I want you to put your hand in there, and I want you to grab as many of those candies as possible, okay? All right? You can have them all. If you get them all in your hand, you can have them all. Sorry, Art and Robin. Okay, put your hand in there. Oh, okay, now grab as many as you can. All right. You got them? Okay, oh. What's wrong? Oh, you're caught. Don't let go. Oh, okay, now you can let go. Now can you get your hand out? Yes, you can. Okay, well, tell you what. You go ahead and you have one for that. Okay? All right. Okay, now, see what happened there? He put his hand in. How come he couldn't get his hand out? There's too much what? Too much of a little hole. Yeah. That's the problem. Too much of a little hole. Okay. Heavy. Yeah. He put his hand, did you notice it? Maybe somebody didn't see, he put his hand in like this, and it was just big enough to get his hand in. And then when he went to grab the candies, he grabbed them all, and guess what happened to his hand? It turned into a fist. And then when he pulled it out, he couldn't get it out. It was stuck. It was stuck. And you know, that's how they figured out how to catch monkeys. Now, monkeys don't, well, I don't know if monkeys like strawberry candies, but I know that monkeys like peanuts. I like bananas, but bananas are kind of mushy, you know, so what they do is they use peanuts. They use something that monkeys like. And so they put the peanut into a coconut, and the boys and girls, what they do is they cut a hole in the coconut just the right size, and I guess they try and experiment a little bit, that if a monkey slips out, then they make the hole a little bit smaller. So they've got the size just right, and they clean out the inside of the coconut, and then they tie a rope. They put a hole through the bottom of the coconut and then put a rope through it and tie it to a tree. And so Mr. Monkey comes along at night. Maybe they leave this out, it's attached to a tree, and there's this coconut lying on the ground with a peanut in it. And Mr. Monkey walks along and he sees the coconut and I smell a peanut. And he likes peanuts, and so what he does is he puts his hand into the coconut and he grabs the peanut. And he goes to pull it out, and guess what? He's stuck. He can't get his hand out. And you know what? Monkeys aren't smart like Caleb. Caleb let go of the candies. Monkeys don't know enough to let go of the peanut. They want that peanut. They're hungry. And so they hold on to that peanut, and they're pulling away, and they're making... What do you think happens when a monkey gets stuck in a coconut? Do you think it makes any noise? You bet. And so the boy and girl... There's a monkey... And they go and get the monkey. And the monkey is stuck. You know, there's an object lesson in this. Let's turn to a verse in Proverbs 5. Proverbs 5.
Okay. Abby?
Proverbs 5 and verse 22. Holden with the cords of his sins. Holden or held by the cords of his sins. Remember I was telling you about the monkey and the coconut? What was attached to? It was tied to something, wasn't it? Tied to a tree with a rope. So those are like the cords. That's what a cord is, a rope. And that monkey was held. You see, that monkey was greedy. The monkey wanted that. He was hungry, but he was greedy for that peanut. And you know, if a monkey had any intelligence, any sense, he would have let that peanut go and pulled his hand out and he would have been free. But because he was so intent on getting that peanut, he wouldn't let go. And he was held. He was trapped. And so we have a verse like this that, yes, indeed, people can be held by the cords of their sins if they will not repent, if they will not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. They will be held by the cords of their sins. And they will not be saved. They will not be around the throne in heaven. Now, boys and girls, your mommies and daddies, your grandmas and grandpas, and in most particular, the Lord Jesus Christ wants you around the throne of heaven. He wants you to be saved. And what you need to do is you have to repent. You have to let go of those things that have made you sin. Sin is, a lot of us think of sin as being things that are really, really nasty, like maybe stealing or robbing or something like that. But you know, sins are just simply disobedience is one sin. Disobedience, not being disobedient to your mommy or daddy once. It's a sin. You know, those are, sometimes we don't realize just how small it is in our eyes, but how large it is in God's eyes, those kinds of things. And because of that, we are all sinners. And God is, out of love, has told us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God doesn't want you to be held by the cords of your sins. He doesn't want you to be trapped that way. The Lord Jesus Christ can free you from that. And He wants you to do that and come to Him and believe in Him. Now, there are also some other, this lesson here, you know, for those boys, and I trust and I hope that all of you boys and girls have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you're free from that cords of your sins. But you know, there's something else that happens in our lives, is that we get involved with some other things too that trap us. Do you know, if you continue to do something day after day after day after day after day, what do they call that? The word starts with an H. A habit. Bad habits too. Do you know? They can become like cords too. And so we wanted to talk about salvation, but there's also something else about habits too. And habits are what really form your character. Okay, the kind of person that you are, your habits. And those are the things that you continually think about or you continually do. Those are the things that are your habits. And you know, the same things, and those habits can really look enticing, just like that, just like the peanut looks very enticing and interesting for the monkey. There are some things that we can do that are awfully dishonoring to the Lord Jesus Christ. How about talking behind somebody else's back and saying nasty things? If you did those kinds of things, that would, and you did it all the time, it'd be a habit. And you know, that is a nasty habit of many of us.
It is something that it seems to be natural to us. It's called gossiping. You know, that would be one thing. How about the people that you choose to spend time with? You know, God wants us to be very, very careful about the friends that we choose. And those friends that we spend a lot of time with, they can become like habits to us. But if we are spending time with boys and girls who are really naughty and doing bad things all the time, we can be drawn away by them, drawn away. And we can get into trouble. Now let's look at a verse in Psalm, in the book of Psalms. Chapter 119 and verse 63. Okay, I need somebody to read this verse very quickly. Okay, Ryan. Oh, Psalm 119 and verse 63. Verse 63, I'm sorry. I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. You know, the Lord Jesus loves us so much, he even wants to tell us these are the kinds of friends and the people that we should be spending time with and associating with. Very, very, very important. That I am a companion, I am a friend of all them that fear thee, that fear God or respect God, and of them that keep thy precepts. So not only respecting God, but also do those things that they've learned. Okay? And so he wants us to not only know things, but also to do those things, and he wants us to spend time with others that do those things too, so that we don't get drawn away. There are lots of dangers, even for boys and girls. There are many dangers in this world, certainly for adults. And the Lord Jesus wants us to walk in a way that would honor Him and that would keep us safe. And so He gives us these verses. Isn't it wonderful that God does this, that the Lord Jesus does this? He tells us not only that we are sinners, He also tells us the way of salvation. He tells us how to avoid also, once we are saved, he also tells us how to stay out of trouble by who we spend time with. And so isn't it a wonderful thing to be here at a conference amongst others, other Christians, other boys and girls who love the Lord Jesus? And that's a real blessing. And we should be very, very thankful for those things. Well, let's just close in one last song. Somebody on the back page. One last song. 40. Okay. That's a wonderful... Can anybody tell me a verse that tells us that Jesus loves us? There's a verse in the Bible that tells us that Jesus loves me. Okay, that's one. That's one verse. Is there any another verse I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of one that starts more like this: "The Son of God, the Son of God." Can anybody tell me the rest of that verse? The Son of God. Maybe I'll help out. The Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. The Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Did you find that, Jason? Okay, all right. Well, that is a very, very important verse to know, that Jesus loves me. And so let's sing this song. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gates to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let a little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me though I'm bad, and he waits to make me glad, waits to fold me in his arms, keeps me safe from every harm. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me still. When I'm very weak and ill, from his shining home on high, he will watch me where I lie. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Now, in this last time that we sing the chorus, I want you to do something. Yes, Jesus loves me. Okay? Yes, Jesus loves me. Okay? So we can do that. Okay.
Jesus loves me. He will stay close beside me all the way. If I trust him, should I die, he will take me home on high. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Yes, it does tell us so. Let's close in prayer. Blessed God, our Father, we are so thankful that we've had this precious time, special time, and to open Thy Word and to sing these songs, to rejoice in the salvation that Thou dost have for us, full and free for all of us here, even the youngest one in this room, the youngest to the oldest. We're thankful for the lessons that Thou dost have for us in teaching us about how we can be so easily trapped by sins, and that there is a way of escape, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. We're thankful that it is so simple and so loving that Thou wouldst tell us that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so we desire that for these children, and we are thankful for everyone that has accepted thee, Lord Jesus, as their Savior. We pray that if there is anyone that has not yet done that, that they would do that this morning, and that they would rejoice and be glad in thy salvation. So we're thankful for all that we have. We're thankful for this Lord's Day, and the privilege that we will have this morning of remembering thee and thy death for us. And now we would just ask for thy blessing upon these young ones, and
And we ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.